Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to See Like a Machine Images, After AI by Trevor Paglen, is a work of contemporary art criticism, visual culture, and technology analysis focused on the rise of machine vision. Paglen examines a world in which images are no longer made primarily for human eyes, but are produced, classified, and acted on by automated systems. The book extends concerns present across his artistic practice, including surveillance, state secrecy, digital infrastructure, photography, and the political consequences of seeing. Its central purpose is to explain how artificial intelligence changes the status of the image itself. Rather than treating AI images only as novel pictures or creative tools, Paglen asks what happens when visual systems become operational, invisible, and embedded in governance, commerce, policing, mobility, and everyday environments. The book is best understood as a critical inquiry into images after human-centered photography, where perception becomes computational and visibility becomes a matter of power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, machine-to-machine images and the shrinking role of the human viewer. A central idea in How to See Like a Machine is that the image has entered a phase in which human spectators are often secondary: cameras, sensors, satellites, phones, vehicles. And surveillance systems generate enormous quantities of visual data, but much of that data is not meant to be contemplated by people. It is processed by algorithms that detect faces, license plates, gestures, terrain, objects, movement patterns, or anomalies. Paglen has described this condition through the concept of invisible images, meaning images that exist within technical systems, but are not necessarily available as human visual experience. This shifts the cultural function of photography. In older accounts, photographs were understood as documents, artworks, memories, evidence, or representations. In machine vision, images become instructions, classifications, risk scores, or triggers for action. The importance of this argument is that it changes the question from what does an image mean to what does an image do inside a system. Paglen therefore treats AI vision not as a neutral improvement in perception, but as a new visual regime with its own logic, blind spots, and consequences. Secondly, recognition without understanding and computational vision. Paglen draws attention to the difference between recognizing visual features and understanding what is seen. A machine vision system can identify edges, textures, regions, patterns, objects, and statistical similarities. It can label a mountain, a street, a face, or a vehicle with impressive speed. Yet this recognition is not the same as human perception, which involves memory, emotion, embodied experience, historical context, aesthetic judgment, and moral interpretation. The distinction matters because AI systems are often described as if they see in a human sense. Paglen questions that assumption. A computer may classify a landscape, but it does not experience grandeur, fragility, weather, history, or beauty. It may detect a person, but it does not understand personhood. This gap reveals why machine vision can be powerful and limited at the same time. Its power comes from scale, speed, and automation. Its limitation comes from reducing the world to categories and correlations that fit computational processing. The book encourages readers to ask how much social authority should be granted to systems that can recognize patterns but cannot understand their human meaning. Thirdly, landscape photography is a way to expose algorithmic perception. One distinctive feature of Paglen's work is the combination of traditional landscape photography with algorithmic analysis. His projects involving places such as the Matterhorn and Lake Tenaya use familiar scenic subjects, then run computer vision processes over the images to show how a machine might parse the same scene. This method is important because it avoids explaining machine vision only in abstract technical language. By placing algorithmic marks, descriptors, or regions over a recognizable landscape, Paglen makes the difference between human and computational perception visible. A viewer may see scale, atmosphere, and aesthetic depth. The machine extracts features that are useful for matching, classification, or calculation. The landscape becomes a testing ground for two incompatible forms of seeing. This approach also connects AI to the history of photography. Landscape images have long shaped ideas about nature, territory, nation, exploration, and beauty. Paglen updates that history by showing how landscapes now become data environments. The point is not simply that machines see differently, but that their mode of seeing reorganizes what counts as relevant in the visual field. Fourthly, automated seeing as a political infrastructure, How to See Like a Machine treats AI vision as part of broader systems of power rather than as a purely technical achievement. Machine vision is embedded in airports, borders, smart city systems, policing tools, logistics networks, factories, military technologies, advertising platforms, and online image databases. These systems do not merely observe the world, they sort, rank, predict, exclude, verify, and govern. Peglin has long investigated hidden infrastructures, and this book continues that concern by asking who builds visual systems, who is watched by them, what categories they impose, and what decisions they enable. The political issue is intensified by invisibility. People may be recorded or classified without knowing what image was captured, what model processed it, what database shaped the result, or how that result will be used. This creates an asymmetry between institutions that see computationally and subjects who cannot fully see the system seeing them. Peglin emphasizes that the politics of AI images lies not only in bias or error, though those matter, but also in the normalization of automated perception as an administrative layer of everyday life. Lastly, images after AI and the need for new visual literacy, the book positions AI as a turning point in visual literacy. In a human-centered image culture, viewers learn to interpret framing, composition, evidence, manipulation, authorship, and context. After AI, those skills remain useful but incomplete. Readers also need to understand training data, classification systems, metadata, optimization, surveillance pipelines, synthetic image generation, and the institutional uses of machine interpretation. Peglin does not reduce the issue to whether AI images are real or fake. The deeper problem is that images increasingly operate within systems that humans cannot easily inspect. An image may be a data input, a model output, a probabilistic classification, or part of a feedback loop that shapes future behavior. This requires a broader form of criticism that combines art history, media theory, technical awareness, and political analysis. Peglin's contribution is to show that visual culture must move beyond the surface of the picture. To understand images after AI, one must ask how they are produced, what data structures support them, what decisions they inform, and how they alter the relation between seeing and knowing. In conclusion, How to See Like a Machine is especially relevant for readers interested in contemporary art, photography, AI ethics, surveillance studies, media theory, and digital politics. It will also benefit technologists and designers who want a more critical account of machine vision than is usually offered in engineering or business discussions. The practical value of the book lies in its ability to sharpen visual literacy for an environment where images are increasingly operational, automated, and hidden inside platforms or institutions. Its intellectual value lies in reframing AI vision as a cultural and political transformation, not merely a technical innovation. Compared with many books about artificial intelligence, Peglin's approach stands out because it is grounded in artistic practice and the history of images. He does not focus only on productivity, creativity, or future speculation. Instead, he asks how computational seeing changes the meaning of perception itself. Compared with conventional photography criticism, the book expands the field beyond pictures made for human viewers and examines images that function inside systems of classification, surveillance, and control. That combination makes it a distinctive contribution to discussions of AI and visual culture. If you would like to support Trevor Peglin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.